President Trump is in Indianapolis today to promote the Republican plan for a tax overhaul. Some details of that plan are already out. It includes big changes to the rates for individuals and corporations, as well as a reduction in the number of tax brackets. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And let's start with the corporate tax rate. It looks like the plan is to cut the rate from 35% down to 20%.
Yes, and this has really been an interesting argument because a lot of folks have been saying, oh gosh, 35, it's so much higher than the rest of the world. But, you know, when you look at all the different loopholes that are in the corporate tax code, it's been argued that actually the effective rate for most U.S. companies is closer to, say, 24%. That gets us closer to about 21, 22% for the rest of the world. That said, I think on both sides of the aisle, people think, wow, our corporate tax code's kind of wacky. We need to actually streamline it. So we'll see. Again, there are very few details on this part of it, and I think that that's going to be the real tough part in the negotiation, is finding out what these details are and then seeing who's willing to go in on it.
Well, what do we know about the individual tax rate? It looks like we're expecting a cut for the wealthiest Americans.
Yeah, I mean, this is interesting because when the president had released that one-page document earlier in the year and saying, here's my wish list, he talked about there being three specific tax brackets. Then it was 10, 25, 35. In this plan, it looks like there's three brackets, 12%, 25%, and 35%, with maybe a little bonus. Maybe there'll be a fourth one, but we don't know that. They said maybe for high-income folks. Here's what's interesting. There's no detailed breakdown of the income levels to which these new rates apply. So we don't really know how that's going to affect whomever is involved in this. But it seems to me that that's a pretty big missing link here.
And that bottom rate, you said 12%, that would actually be an increase for the poorest, right?
That's exactly right. And to compensate for that, the plan would actually increase the standard deduction. It would go to $24,000 for married taxpayers filing jointly. It's currently $12,700. And it would go to $12,000 for single filers, up from $6,350. So obviously, if you increase that standard deduction, that would mean that fewer people would pay taxes on the amount up to those limits. And I think that's the way that they kind of split the difference between the 10 and the 12.
I assume nobody is talking about changes to the mortgage interest deduction, one of the most popular deductions out there.
Yes, and I think that it's interesting that the two areas where there's really clear intent here is mortgage interest as well as charitable contributions, both of which should remain deductible. But here's what doesn't look like made of the cut. State and local taxes being deductible. Now, if you're in a high tax state, California, New York, New Jersey, this is going to be bad news for you because right now you are able to deduct your state and local taxes. Not surprisingly, many of the voters in those states did not vote for President Trump.
Well, and by the way, I learned that they call that the SALT deduction, state and local taxes deduction. Any chance this gets through?
Well, look, not as is, and there's no details here, and we don't know how much it's going to cost, which is a pretty major league point of contention. I should also note one other thing, that this is obviously the opening shot, so
right.
Everyone's going to weigh in, and remember, lobbyists on both sides of every tax issue. This is going to be a long and thorny process.
And I saw one senator say today it's going to make healthcare look like a piece of cake. Jill Schlesinger with CBS News. Thank you.
Take care.